Good Friday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening Commodity Market Report. The Commerce Department today says that U.S. consumers cut spending for the first time in nearly a year, the measure falling 0.2% in April. Consumer outlays drive about 2/3 of economic activity in the U.S. Friday's report said that the price index for personal consumption expenditures, the Federal Reserve's preferred measure for inflation, was up only 0.7% year-on-year in April. The Fed targets a level of around 2%. And the closely watched core PCE index, which excludes food and energy prices, was up 1.1% from a year earlier. This morning, USDA reported its export sales for the week ending May 23rd. The numbers look like this in millions of bushels. Wheat this year, 1.3. Next year, 26.8. Corn this year, 3.4. Next year, 31.1. Soybeans this year, minus 4.0. Next year, 27.8. Also this morning, private exporters reported to USDA export sales of 30,000 metric tons of soybean oil for delivery to Germany during the 2012-13 marketing year, and the 12 and 13 marketing year for soybean oil began last October the 1st. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is 15,320. It's down 4.5 points. The NASDAQ 3492 is up just over 1. And the S&P 500 is 1655, and it is up just over 0.5 point. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Weather conditions across the Midwest are still expected to be wet here for another day or two, but we will see a short-term break take place across the region as we move through the latter part of the weekend into early next week. The outlook is for today and tomorrow's rain from the Delta and portions of Missouri through Michigan and Ohio to be rather significant. Some 1 to 2.5 inch amounts will occur across a big part of this particular region, and the precipitation will be significant enough to cause some flooding since the ground is already saturated and some rivers and streams are already in flood or near the flood stage. Precipitation will be focused on the region from Missouri to Michigan during the day today. Overnight tonight, the precipitation will become focused on the region from central Oklahoma through southeastern Missouri and into portions of Ohio. And as we move into the day on Saturday, the storms will be greatest in the Delta and from there to Indiana and Ohio as well as parts of Michigan. So a lot of storminess is still coming up. We will see the eastern Midwest turn drier as we move into the early part of next week. But until then, it'll be still pretty wet. In the western Corn Belt, we'll see precipitation still widespread across the northern parts of the region, the Dakotas, Minnesota, Wisconsin, parts of northwest Iowa, as we go through the next 24 hours. In fact, 36 hours would be more like it. We will see drier weather on Saturday afternoon in the western Corn Belt, but it's not going to be completely dry till Sunday. And then we only get Sunday as being dry because there will be a new system coming in for Nebraska northward to North Dakota that will likely initialize on Monday. And then on Tuesday, it'll be back over Minnesota, Wisconsin, Iowa, and Missouri, even parts of northwestern Illinois. So as you can see, there's not a tremendous amount of dry time here, and the delays in field work are going to continue to be perpetuated into the middle part of next week. Now, once we get into midweek next week, we'll see another period of drier weather, but a new upstream storm system is expected to work its way into the central plains and the northern plains as we move towards midweek, and that frontal system could end up being slowed by the fact that we're going to have maybe a tropical cyclone approaching the southeastern corner of the country as we get into the end of next week, and that could slow down the Great Plains storm system and cause more heavier rains to fall. So we're not out of the woods yet. We'll have to watch all this very closely. The tropical cyclone is supposed to impact the southeastern corner of the country at least a week to maybe 8 or 9 days from now. It would occur mostly in the second weekend of the two-week outlook. That's the 8th and 9th. and its impact would be mostly in the southeastern part of the country. It would actually give the eastern Midwest a chance to take a little bit of a respite from all the rain and drier weather might occur for a few days. But all of this is highly speculative. As you know, hurricanes and tropical cyclones in general are very difficult to forecast, and when you get to a point where you're 8 or 9 days out in the forecast, confidence is always very low. The temperature outlook across the Midwest over these next few days will continue to be mostly quite favorable. We'll still see a lot of cloudiness in the eastern Midwest, and temperatures will be held down because of that. But we'll still manage to be in the 70s and lower 80s today and tomorrow across a large part of the Midwest. Mostly 80s, though, from Missouri into parts of Michigan and Ohio. We'll look for the temperatures to cool down gradually as we move through Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. The western Corn Belt will be most notably cool already tomorrow afternoon, with upper 50 and 60 degree readings from Nebraska to eastern North Dakota and Minnesota. Some of that cooler air will moderate quite a bit as it moves into the eastern Midwest on Sunday and Monday, but highs in the eastern Midwest will cool down to the 60s and some lower 70s. Turn around to warm things up a little bit later next week, but that next storm system will likely hold those temperatures back a little bit once again. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's see how futures are trading in Kansas City. The July wheat contract is 746.5, up a half. July wheat in Chicago, 696, down 2.75. July corn, 661.5, up 7.25. December at 564.25, up 1.5. July soybeans, 1514.25, up 18.5. November, 1303.75, up now a half, now 3/4, up 14.5. July soybean oil is 48.75, now 76, up 18. July soybean oil is 447.20, up 6.40. June live cattle, 120.60, up 25. August feeders, 144.35, up 17.5. June lean hogs, 95.65, up 32.5. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing, and he is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave.
Firmer tone to the market today, and probably a nice little cap on what now will pretty much be assured to be monthly higher highs.
Yeah, and I think we need to, we got a big weekend here weather-wise coming up like we always do this time of year, so we need to hold some of these levels, but looks good here this morning. We had some, we talked earlier there, soybean oil sale to Germany, which is kind of unusual. It helped support the beans on the reopening here, I think.
And in the corn market, traders now coming around to the realization that all the corn is not going to get planted, and now the game begins how much won't, and already the number is between 2 and 3 million bushels.
Million acres. And I think that's a real good number as far as kind of gauging where the analysts are at. Where that puts us and, what you do with your yield. If you drop your yield a little bit and drop 2 to 2.5 million acres out of the planted corn, you still probably end up somewhere, 1.4 to 1.8 billion bushel carryout. So I guess I just think it's hard to rally the market on this wet spring that we're having, but I think it definitely had some support underneath it here.
Yeah, I don't think that we're going to see the market drop significantly, especially since traders now of the opinion that a big piece of the corn acreage is all going to pollinate the third week of July.
Yeah, it's that. That's the thing that really kind of makes you nervous. We talked to Cornier on Commodity Wicker a couple of weeks ago about that. I mean, everything's going to be real compact as far as the pollination goes. So I think that's definitely a concern of the marketplace.
Meanwhile, it seems that there is more interest in new crop soybeans.
Yeah, I think soybeans, there's starting to be some concerns there that we're pushing back this planting date quite a ways here on some of these beans. And I'll tell you, from my standpoint, the beans are just real hard to gauge as far as where we're at. I've got guys that are close to done. I've got other guys that have, you know, a lot of beans to plant yet, and it just depends on where they're at. So I'm not real sure what to expect on Monday's report, but I think the trade's definitely taken notice of it.
Thank you much, Bill.
Thank you, Dave.
That's Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing, and he is in Champaign, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace: July wheat in Chicago, 695 and three quarters, down three. July corn, 661, now 62. Now 61 and three quarters, up 7.5. In December, at 564, up 1.75, now 1.25. July soybeans, 1515.5, up 19.75. November, 1303 and three quarters, up 14.5. July soybean meal, 447.60, up 6.80. July soybean oil at 48.76 is up 18 cents. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.